Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
What up, everybody? It is Sunday morning. It is Pete Hoffman with you taking over. It's Danielle McCartan's seeing her way out. Doing a little gossiping before the show starts. Mark Bavaro tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, evening. What time? 7 o'clock? 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock. There we go. Tune in. But right now, it's me and you. 1 a.m. on the Fan. Sus on this other glass. Jack Stern on the updates. 877-337-6666. That is the number to call. You can always tweet at me, at the Hoff, WFAN. And I'm just going to say it. I've been thinking about it for a while now. The whole Aaron Rodgers, what are the Jets going to do? Can they make a trade for him? Is he going to retire? Blah, 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 blah. Derek Carr now wants to go other places, whether it's the Saints, whether it's the Panthers. He seems like a better fit over there. Geno Smith now all of a sudden going to be locked up in Seattle. What the hell are the Jets doing? What the hell are the Jets doing? Going to make it very simple. There is a quarterback who has currently played in New York and had success in New York, and he's going to be available. You may have to give up a pick or two. You may have to overpay it. I don't know. It depends on what happens. But there's a quarterback in New York right now. His name is Daniel Jones. The New York Jets need to make a push for Daniel Jones. And it's simple. You talk about how the Jets are missing one piece. Like, this is the most obvious trade in all history of trades. Now, I understand it's not a trade because the Giants currently, you know, would have to either franchise tag Daniel Jones or sign him to a contract and then trade picks or whatever it is. Let's not get to that right now. It is the most simple trade of all time if you could do it. The New York Jets just go and grab the one piece they need. The one piece that Giants actually have as a quarterback. The Jets need to find a way to get Daniel Jones on their team. You have a talented roster. We've talked about this over and over and over. Garrett Wilson's of the world. The Breece Halls of the world. The tight ends were pretty good last year. They were. Maybe you could open up Elijah Moore a little bit more. There are a bunch of weapons on this New York Jets team. The defense. A lot of people crapped on the defense. Well, the defense were on the field for a numerous amount of the game because the offense never moved. Daniel Jones has learned something this past year. He's learned how to be a better quarterback, a smarter quarterback. And that's what the Jets need. Clearly, Aaron Rodgers would be amazing to have. I don't think he's leaving Green Bay. I just don't feel it. Hell, he might retire. I know there's the... You don't want to retire with Tom Brady because it's well, you want to be special going to the Hall of Fame. I just don't think he's leaving Green Bay. I don't. And the Giants now are in a situation where you can franchise him, which means then you have to make a decision on Saquon Barkley to sign him to a long-term contract. If you exclusive franchise, you're paying over $40 million for 1 year Daniel Jones. If you non-exclusive him, which is why this is why it opens up the door for the Jets to steal Daniel Jones and why it makes so much sense. If you open up the door, if it's a non-exclusive tag for Daniel Jones, his cost is about $32 million a year, which is obviously much better than $40 million a year, okay? But other teams can start bidding up his price tag. That's the non-exclusive part of it. And if the Jets start to outbid and start throwing a ton of cash at Daniel Jones, and it doesn't make sense for Daniel Jones to stick with the Giants because the money's so good, the Giants have to decide, do we want to pay for Daniel Jones or do we want to get some compensation for him? If they choose not to match whatever's offered, they get two compensatory picks, two first-round compensatory picks. And we're talking about a Giant team here who is not really, I know they were in the playoffs, but they're still not that close to being consistent. They're just not. So you have one team in the Jets who are looking for one easy position, one fill. It's Daniel Jones. It's a quarterback. It's Daniel Jones. Hello, it's Daniel Jones. And the Giants are saying, we have a lot of things to build upon. Love to have Daniel Jones here. He's a great asset to this team. He learned under Dable, under Kafka, under Shea Tierney. But there are other options the Giants can do to bring in a quarterback like a Daniel Jones and get better with picks. It's a no-brainer for both sides. It is a no-brainer. Because when you look at the Jets, if it's not Daniel Jones, if it's not Aaron Rodgers, if it's not Daniel Jones, what else are you going to do? The Lamar Jacksons of the world is not coming here. I've accepted that now. It's not happening. Lamar Jackson, if he does get traded, will go somewhere, you know, in the NFC. I've understood that now. So he's not coming to the Jets. Jimmy G left the door when LaFleur left the door. What other quarterback is out there for the Jets? Carr, like I said, Carr is either maybe going to the Saints, maybe the Panthers. It's not obtainable for the Jets. So there's no other quarterback I want to see. I'm not going to go with Baker Mayfield. I'm just not doing it. Not for the Jets. Because they are that step away from being a real contender. If you bring in Daniel Jones to the AFC East, let's be serious here. You bring in Daniel Jones to the AFC East, you have Josh Allen, true, great quarterback. He kind of took a step back. Was that because of Dable leaving? Was that why? If he takes another step back next year, Daniel Jones could steal the division for the Jets. Mac Jones is not that good. We've all talked about that. We've seen it. There's even issues with the OC and Belichick. They're having issues in New England. This is a great opportunity to steal the division. And then you got Tua, who, to be fair, I dunked on him all last year. He actually had a really good year. But health-wise, there's a major concern with Tua. He had two really bad concussions this past season. He just cleared protocol this past week. Just cleared protocol, concussion protocol. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. The Dolphins, are they going to invest in a quarterback already again? I don't know. If they're going to double down on Tua, that leaves, and I hate to say it, a real major question mark in Miami because of health concerns. And that means that Daniel Jones coming to the Jets can steal the division for the Jets. It's a no-freaking-brainer. And like I said, the Giants, they can get some compensation for Daniel Jones. Get non-exclusive him. Let someone outbid him. Let that team be the New York Jets. You know he can work here. We've seen it before. Hell, the years prior, he was basically a Zach Wilson type, a Sam Darnold type, where the fans were ready to run him out of town. And he performed at a high level and led his team to the playoffs with Richie James, with Isaiah Hodgins, with Darius Slayton. Think about that. What could he do with some really game-changing superstar players? It's the biggest no-brainer that nobody's talking about. Why? Because Daniel Jones is a Giant? This is like the whole Aaron Judge thing. Why didn't Steve Cohen go after Aaron Judge? Well, you know, he's a Yankee. Done with that. It's fair game. Do you want to be a winner or you want to be a loser? Do you want to be a winning franchise or a losing franchise? It's time to win. It's time to win. It's time to make a push to the playoffs. And the quarterback is sitting in New York. And if he's a non-exclusive franchise tag, the Jets need to push hard to bring in Daniel Jones. Simple, done, end of the story. And the Giants? Well, what are they going to do? Oh, well, but then you can't, Daniel Jones. That's a great quarterback. What about the system? He worked. Okay. If the system's that good, then Daboll and Kafka and Tierney should be able to bring in another quarterback to make that system work. Okay? We've seen it with Josh Allen. We saw how good he was with Josh Allen, Daboll. We saw what he could do with Daniel Jones. Hell, you know what? There's another former New York quarterback out there hitting free agency who's only 25. What if I said Sam Darnold to the Giants? What about that? And you think I'm crazy. If you look, first of all, if you look at Sam Darnold for the first couple of years with the Jets, he really wasn't as terrible as we made him sound. He had some really bad moments. And he saw ghosts, that's for sure. But the coaching staff was terrible. And that's the other thing. I'm sick and tired of coaches killing the quarterbacks. You actually have competent coaching with the Giants. If you bring in someone like Sam Darnold, maybe a Baker, but I think more like a Sam Darnold could actually thrive in that offense. He looked really good towards the end of his tenure with the Panthers this season. He was throwing the ball, deep passes, finding receivers. Now, again, the Giants have a lot of work to do anyway with their wide receiving core. But to me, it's not a bad idea to bring in a Sam Darnold. So I think it's easy fixes, probably the easiest fixes out there for both teams. And on top of it, too, if I'm the Jets, if I'm getting Daniel Jones, I'm also bringing in Andy Dalton as my backup quarterback because Zach Wilson can never play the field in 2023. That's it. It's Daniel Jones, starting quarterback for the Jets. Andy Dalton as the backup, a very small price to pay for a backup quarterback. And if Dalton ever gets hurt and Daniel Jones ever gets hurt, you find a way to bring in somebody else. But Zach Wilson, I don't even know if you should dress him at all. Don't even threaten him with the idea of getting into a game in 2023. That kid needs to sit a full year. Now listen, if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, if that's the case, if that's really what happens, Zach Wilson will eventually play for the New York Jets. You bring in Danny Jones, Zach Wilson's career is done as a Jet. And I am okay with that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.